and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. It was Laertius Diogenes who said, "Time is the most valuable thing a man can spend." Some people have a way of wasting time. Others have a way of taking it for granted. But there are those who make the most of it, cherish time like the valuable, and some say the most valuable asset you have. Our guest today has used time as the gift God has given and used it wisely for the glory of God. We want you to know the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is because time is of the essence. And it's your time for you to experience a greater level of God's love and hope and purpose for you. And you know, part of the amazing marvel of it all is that it's in the midst of whatever challenge you face today, whatever situation you find yourself in, Christ is here to help you. And he sent our guest today to boost you up with a word of hope and encouragement in the name of Christ. You know, some people have numerous titles that could be used. I could call her pastor or doctor or missus, and we could go on and on. But she says, just call me Lori. Lori Bachran, a former Mrs. Hawaii, is the founder and director of In His Image Workshop. She's been an independent health and beauty consultant and international trainer in places like Singapore, Hong Kong, Indonesia, Malaysia, Japan, throughout the United States, in stores that include Macy's, Neiman Marcus, Saks Fifth Avenue, Marshall Fields, and Burdine's in states like California, Florida, Illinois, and New York. She is very active and very well respected, highly regarded at the ARC Christian Center. She is a AARP 50s plus online model and has authored 2 cookbooks. She's also been the director of Miss Hawaii National Teenage Scholarship Program, and she's been a pageant judge for Mrs. Hawaii America pageant. Lori is also co-owner of Living Foods, a health and nutritional center, and former chairman and prayer advisor of Christian Women's Club of Honolulu. She has her bachelor's and master's degrees, her degrees in theology from Life Christian University. She's been married to Bill for 62 years. She has 6 children, 10 grandchildren, and 10 great-grandchildren. And what a magnanimous blessing it is to have you with us today. Lori, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. It's a pleasure being here with you. You know, life is, as you get older, as I was telling you today, I'm 82. Life gets shorter, maybe. But, you know, I find that age is only a number. And God puts us here for a reason, to use every bit of our time for him. Not long ago, I did a sermon on the dash, the space between the time you were born and the time God calls you, and how you fill that dash is so important. But, you know, you kind of told me earlier that you'd like to hear a little bit about my life story.
Yes.
So let me start. I was born here in Honolulu. I have one sister. My dad was a physician. And he was the first Oriental admitted to the American College of Surgeons. Mm. He played football under Alonzo Stagg, some great old names back in Chicago, graduate of Reed Medical, and came back as a protege of the missionary doctors. And actually, he delivered babies for the Dillinghams and, you know, some of these big five names. Mm-hmm. And before he passed away, he had delivered 11,000 babies.
Wow.
That's an amazing thing. And so he's a very, very well known. And when he died, I was told the funeral procession, well, it was hard for me to know but exactly how long, but it said it went for one whole mile of cars just to honor him, which was really something. And growing up in an atmosphere of, you might call it privilege back in those days, you know, in the 40s, when your father is a physician, it was a little bit trying because he would drive us to school on the way to Kapi'olani Hospital, and when everybody else took the bus or was walking, it was like you were privileged. And so these little things come into your lives, that tiny little darts here and there, and you don't quite know how to figure it out. But growing up in Honolulu and with a wonderful mother who was from a family of 15, from Makawao, Maui, and believe it or not, at the age of 13, she went on a ship, a boat maybe it was the Lurline, back to California as a nanny for a professor of Stanford University. And this, I think, was amazing because in Maui, growing up with 15 brothers and sisters, and leaving home at that age to go to the mainland, to me was amazing. Strong woman. And she came back, and then she and my dad met, and that's how the story began. But she came back with so many wonderful things, like she had learned, things like holding tea parties and, you know, crystal and dishes and things like that, which people in those days didn't know much about. But that was the beginning. And then my sister and I grew up, and during that time, it was the time of the war. And I remember so well in 1941, when the war started, and I was walking home from church, and people were shouting us, get home, you know, this is the real McCoy. And my dad, we didn't see him for a whole week because all the doctors were called away. And we didn't know whether he was alive or not until we were contacted later. But during that time, my mother was very hospitable, and she met a lot of chaplains, and she said, where shall I send my daughters to school? And they said, do New York City, because all of the chaplains came from New York for some reason or another. And so she said, okay, I'll sign up my daughters when they're ready to go to New York. And so both my sister and I ended up at the College of New Rochelle, which was at Ursuline College, all nuns. And this is where I met my husband, Bill. He had graduated from Iona, and the college... Actually, his prep school was putting on the Mikado from Gilbert and Sullivan. And so they wanted the female voices from our school. So I tried out, and I became Pitty Singh, and he was Pooh Bah, and that's how we met. And so we sang opposite each other in the Mikado. And so we married in New York, and during that time, believe it or not, the best book out was called Cheaper by the Dozen. And so we ended up with six children, half of a dozen. But it's been quite a life. And growing up in that time, and then coming over here, transporting Bill from New York to Honolulu, and it was a time where we had children right away. And so, getting married at 20 years old now, which seems very, very young. At those days, it was kind of old already, but it was training them in a way that we knew how. And sometimes you make mistakes, and sometimes you do pretty well. But I remember when the children were growing up, we would really try to hold it together with prayer, because we grew up as Catholics, and prayer was really important. And we knew what the families that prayed together stayed together. Remember that was a very time when that was very much out there. And so we taught the children prayer and all of those things and family time and taught them how to sing together so that whenever we traveled back and forth, before then we didn't have to have these car seats, so we all could fit in the car. And I figured the only way to keep them quiet was to teach them how to sing. So we sang all the way into town and all the way back, and they learned all of these New York songs, you know, Yankee Doodle Dandy and all of those things. And that was one of the ways that we trained our children to sing, and they still sing today, which is really, really wonderful. But, you know, times are not, it sounds really sort of idealistic. Here you have these six children, everything's lovely, we're singing together, we're praying together. But the times like this bring a lot of stress into your life because you're trying to do the best you can and you don't really know how to do it. And so there was a time in my life when between the children and all of that, where I got to a point where I thought I couldn't handle it anymore. And actually checked myself into a hospital. And I just said, you know, I can't take any part of this life anymore. Here I had a wonderful husband, six children, and I was just telling myself that I couldn't stay in the world. And after a week of self-pity, I guess you'd say it, it was like, okay, you've had enough of this. You better come out of it. And but during that time where you're withdrawn and you're saying you can't see anyone that you love. You didn't want to see your children. You didn't want to see your husband. And you're just put away in this place where it's only you and God. And God speaks to your heart and he tells you that I'm there for you no matter what. And so during this time, I did come out of it. And then there were a series of wonderful accolades. Mrs. Hawaii, 1963. I had six children then, went to Florida, and had some fun moments there because during that time, they had a contest. You were there for a whole week, and you had to bake an apple pie. You had to do your own makeup and your hairstyling. You had to write essays. You had to tell them how you were going to do a floor plan. How are you going to do all of these things? And there was all part of the whole contest, so different from today. And so they asked me, if you won, would you move to California? Because they didn't want to transport you back and forth from Hawaii. And I said, no, that was out of the question. I would have to stay where I was. So I did win some honors there. There was one fun thing that I could relate to you. They had a contest that was, you had to prepare something from a box in a refrigerator for unexpected guests. And you weren't to open that box until the judges were like a few doors down. Then you open your box and you prepare what was in there. So they had like bologna and anchovies and a raw egg and tomatoes and things. But I had brought with me a bottle of Hawaiian perfume, and Bill had brought back some tea leaves. So we dressed it up, and when the judges were next door, I sprayed the whole room with Hawaiian perfume.
You had an advantage.
So when they walked in, they didn't smell the anchovies and the bologna. And so I won that.
And you know, I think about it's almost like a renewal that took place at that particular time. You won the Mrs. Hawaii contest and you went to the mainland, but it came after a time that was very difficult. You know, I so appreciate you having grown up in the way that you shared, having grown up really in many respects a life of privilege. Opportunities that were given to you to travel, to be places. You met Bill in New York. But then to open up about that season in your life, you know, Laurie, somebody right now is feeling the same way. Maybe a mother, maybe a mother of six, maybe a mother of one, maybe a father, just sort of lost his way, or she's lost her way. And you know, you just being here sharing being so free and open about your life experiences in a very real, tangible way gives someone a boost of saying, you know what, it's going to be all right. Mm-hmm. When we come back from our break, I'd like for you to take us further. I mean, you've got so much to share. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really does. I think it does. We're going to try to condense what we have, but it doesn't do a whole lot of justice seeing that you have such a really a rich life of experiences to share, to open up. When we come back, Lori Bachran is sharing out of wisdom, sharing out of life, her life with God, her spiritual life. You know, the core, the anchor of Christ can make all the difference. For her, it has, and for you too. So stay with us. We'll be back with more from Lori Bachran.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again, another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A firsthand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my featured guest today, Lori Bachran. And she has really been opening some amazing parts of her life to us. And I think that's the marvel of the story, Lori, you know, just being able to hear someone share out of their life. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, we're here to find out, to give you more information, more access to how to reach someone who you know that will connect right with Lori's story. And her life, and you think, wow, I think one of my relatives could connect with this, or my sister or my friend can connect with this story. Invite them to listen at 2 o'clock, or we always broadcast at midnight, but you might say, hey, we're sleeping at midnight, and 2 o'clock, I'm working. You can access the program 24/7 at thegoodlifehawaii.org, thegoodlifehawaii.org. And we've optimized our website for all web browsers, including mobile devices. So we try to increase the speed so that you have a more pleasurable time visiting us and spending time with us at thegoodlifehawaii.org. You know, it's special people like Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani that allow us to bring guests like Lori Bachrin to you today. And for that, we're very grateful. Lori, what was your father's name, the great doctor? What was his name?
Dr. Wakai Chang. And he was born here, but his family, of course, came from China. And he had some brothers and sisters. We didn't know that part of the family mm-hmm. too well. But he had quite a following of people that loved him, really, really loved him.
And a real pioneer in Hawaii.
Yes, a real pioneer. Actually, he was the first one to bring the idea of natural childbirth mm-hmm. at that time. And what's so interesting, just as a side, is that our youngest daughter, Mari Stewart, she is studying to be a midwife. Mm-hmm. And my granddaughter, Rebecca, is studying to be a midwife. And mm-hmm. so I think that is really quite a legacy to mm-hmm. bring that aspect into the lives because it's so wonderful. He was a very, very special person.
Wow. And now, tell us about your ancestry. You know, in Hawaii, where they call it chop suey, you know, we're all like a mixed bowl of fruits, mm-hmm. you know, and but what is your ancestry like?
Well, of course, my dad was pure Chinese, and my mother was Hawaiian, Chinese, and Spanish. And her grandmother, which would be my great-grandmother, her last name was Gomez. Mm-hmm. And she was quite a swimmer. So after her children were born, she took, I think, just her youngest one, and they went back to China. And she died swimming the Yangtze River.
Oh.
but she, it was one of those things. But it's really quite fun to think about it and think, okay, she was a swimmer, and so I had a son who was a swimmer. You know, so all of these kind of things kind of come down, but the heritage is so wonderful here. So now our children, because Bill is German-Irish, mm-hmm. you add that to the mix, and so we have quite a cosmopolitan group.
You know, which reminds me about when we talk about a cosmopolitan group, I think about the Lord, and I think about how he relates with cultures and languages mm-hmm. and people of different backgrounds. Wherever you are on the spectrum of the economy, wherever you are in the spectrum of racial background mm-hmm. and language, the Lord loves and relates with you and knows you individually. Mm-hmm. What was your spiritual journey like? How did you come to Christ?
That's so interesting. You know, growing up as a Catholic, you think you really know the Lord because you have that reverential awe when you go to the Catholic Church. There's something about it that when you go in there, there's that sense of God being so awesome, and there's a sense of reverence there that which is missing in a lot of other churches, mm-hmm. I find. Mm-hmm. But and I didn't know because you know when Bill and I got married, we engraved our wedding rings as "Thy will be done." So that was our motto for our marriage. As you say, we've been married 62 years. And but I still didn't have that personal relationship. And during that time where I withdrew, I knew God, but I didn't know the Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. But one day my sister called me and she said, "I'm having my birthday and I want this luncheon and it's a Christian women's luncheon." And so I didn't want to go to any woman's luncheon. I thought, oh, that's the last thing in the world I want to do. But because it was her birthday, I said, okay. So I take these presents and all of this, and I'm going to this luncheon. And I said, okay, so when's the party, you know, and all of this? Yeah. And she says, oh, you don't do that here. So I had to put everything away. Well, the speaker that day was Leora Heim. Mm. Leora Heim. Oh, there's no words to describe this woman. She spoke like she had an intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus. And it spoke to my heart. And I thought, well, I think I knew who Jesus was. I think I knew all of this. But no harm in saying the prayer. Because I was going to make sure that whatever she said, I was going to do. So I said this prayer, accepted Jesus into my life. And then I went out to the car. No bells and whistles, of course, Danny. Mm-hmm. So I go out to the car, and the car wouldn't start because I had left the lights on. So I said, okay, Jesus, if you're real, I just heard you're real, I'm going to lay my hands on this dashboard and start the car. I had to pick up the kids from school. What was I going to do? So I said, okay, you said you're real. I just accepted you in my life. Now start the car. And I didn't even say please, I think. The car, the ignition turned over. Yes. And so off I went in the way. But there are so many incidents like that in my life where I knew that the angels lifted me up, because I've been in three major car accidents where I shouldn't have lived. And here I am today. Mm-hmm. But from that day on, I went to Bible study three times a week for 7 years, because Leora was a gifted Bible teacher. And she, everything she spoke was Holy Spirit inspired and from the heart. And that's where I learned to memorize scriptures, because of listening to her over and over and over again. And I think I shared with you my favorite scripture that comes from Isaiah 41:10. It says, "Fear thou not." And I put your name in there. So whoever's out there listening, say, "Fear thou not," and put your name in there. And it says, "Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will help you, I will strengthen you, and I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness." Just know that he's there for you wherever you are. And speak your name, because he's listening right now. And that's what I do in all the hard times. And he says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, right, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And so these scriptures hold me. But during that time, I went to this Bible study day in and day out and all of this. And also during that period of time, this is where my life changed, to help people not only in the spiritual end, but also in the physical healing part. Because my dad died at 60 of cancer, colon cancer. And then I found out that 9 other immediate members of our family died of cancer. Brain, breast, stomach, esophagus, I mean, every kind there was. And then my best friend got cancer. And by then, I said, I've got to really start looking at this seriously. Because with 6 children, you know there's a genetic heredity. So I came across a book called How I Conquered Cancer Naturally by Edie Mae Hunsberger. And in her last chapter, she gave a Holy Spirit testimony. This book had been written 5 years before I got it. My best friend was dying of cancer. She was already in a wheelchair. And I said, I called this woman up. And I said, I thought, if she's still alive, something might be good about this. So she answered the phone. She says, yes, I'm still here. So I said, what did you do? And she told me she had gone to a place called Hippocrates in Boston, but they had opened one in San Diego. Just open. So I talked to the family of my friend. I said, what if I took, you know, your wife and my best friend over there? So they said, okay, go. And so we went. And I took her in the wheelchair. I drove those horrible Los Angeles freeways, found this place in San Diego. And we were there for 2 weeks. And she started to walk a mile, walked off the plane.
Wow.
Because the things that God showed us during that time was everything that he created was good. And if we took it in the state that he created it, it could help to heal the body. And that's what I call detoxification, just clearing the body of toxic waste that have been built up over the years. And so when I came back a woman on a mission, right?
Sure.
And so she did live a longer than anticipated, but it was hard to influence or teach the people around her the difference. So anyway, from there on, that what happened, I opened a store called Living Foods, based on Genesis, that God created all the living things for us, all the herbs and plant-bearing foods. And had that open for a while, and taught school children and taught people all these things. And it kind of went on from there. So,
you know how you're to the span of the experiences that you've had. And, you know, sometimes people live life in a reactive way. you're a person who lives in a proactive way. You're not just swayed by circumstances. You know, you're by the grace of God, kind of carving out, you know, and then also making adjustments so that you can help others. And in that way, I see ministry just flowing out of you. When we come back, we're going to hear more from Lori Bachran. She has been telling us about the healing that she's experienced in her life, the healing that she's seen the Lord do through her and her ministry and the life of her friends, how she's been passing it on to others. You know, if you have a word of hope to give to somebody, and it could be more than a word, it could be an act of service, it could be a gift, it could come right out of your pocketbook, or it could be the gift of time, or some other way that you know that you could give. I'm in front right now and talking with a very generous woman. She does it in the name of Christ, and so can you. And we think something will happen in your life when you give. So stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I lead you home.
Aloha, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible in large part through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinena Narinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, and Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become a corporate sponsor, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my featured guest today, Lori Bachran. It's not all the time, you know, when you are able to just glean. And, you know, time is of the essence. We were talking about time and how valuable time is, and the clock just keeps on ticking. And I want to get back right here, right with Lori. So just a reminder, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. We have resources. You might be listening to the show and say, man, I missed part of it. I want to hear more of it. Can I hear more of it? Absolutely, yes. You can at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Lori, tell us, you during our break, you know, sometimes during the break we get some of the best stories. Cocoa palms, singing Christmas melodies in different languages. you know, with your family of six keiki. Give us a glimpse of what happened in that situation.
Well, I mentioned earlier that, you know, to keep the children from fighting with each other, I taught them how to sing. So one of the years, of course, you know, when you have six children and eight in the family, you don't have too much money for Christmas presents. So one year I decided that for their dad's Christmas, I would teach them how to sing Christmas carols in different languages. So they sang it in Hawaiian, in Latin, in French, in German, in English, of course. And so we put a medley together. Well, it was that Christmas, one of the MCs for the Christmas show for Cocoa Palms was in an accident, so they asked Bill to come over to MC. So he did that for 1 year. And when they asked him again, I said, well, you can't go without us, so we're going to put a Christmas show together. After all, who's going to give a vacation to eight people, right? And so this was their vacation for 5 years. They learned to dance the hula from Aiki Ayu. And we had costumes, and they played ukulele, and it was wonderful. So our youngest was 5 when we started. Our oldest was 15 because there was a 10-year span. Mm-hmm. And we continued to do that for 5 years. And so they sang. They had their Christmas vacation, and it was a wonderful time of growing up. But what helped or them, I'm sure now, in their later lives, that they had no fear of performing or entertaining or visiting with people. It was very, very natural. Mm-hmm. And of course, our children are, I feel, very talented. Our oldest son lives in Shanghai. Our second daughter lives in Singapore. Son in Virginia, who was in the Navy, and now makes his home in Virginia. And a daughter in Florida, and then two here. So we're very fortunate to have... We've had Mari here all along. She was the one that never moved and mm-hmm. didn't go away. So we always had a daughter here. And then Greg just came home a year ago. So it's pretty exciting.
You know, to have and to be close to your grandchildren mm-hmm. and your great-grandchildren. I mean, I just hear about it from the grandparents and how valuable those times are. And I've seen Mari and your grandchildren, the way they are used by the Lord, Pastor Russell, in ministry, mm-hmm. there's a real presence that God has, a healing presence, a presence of freedom. Don't you wish, as we're talking, don't you wish that, or as you're listening, maybe you have an easy way of expressing yourself, but maybe you have a hard time expressing yourself, and don't you wish you were better able to just let it out and kind of create an atmosphere. Some people, they succumb to the atmosphere. Other people, they create an atmosphere, or they kind of even recreate the atmosphere around them and bring hope. And as believers, you know, it's possible for all of us because the Lord is at work in each of our lives. Lori, you're a part of a conference that's coming up. Mm-hmm. It's called the World Holy Spirit Ministry International Conference. It's going to be held at the Hyatt Regency Waikiki Resort and Spa. I see some pretty well-known leaders here, pastors here, but a lot of them. What can you tell us about the conference?
Well, this conference... it's hard to explain because I think it's a conference for the average person that wants to hear more about the Holy Spirit and what it can do in their lives. And I think that when Reverend Kim called me, and I had no concept of what he was thinking about or what it was all about, but he talks about it being a conference of non-personalities. No, most conferences have very big names that they have attached to their conference to mm-hmm. draw people.
Sure.
And yet here, this is a conference of kind of the ordinary, I call ordinary, and I'm sure we're extraordinary, mm-hmm. but the average person can relate to. So if they came, they wouldn't be overwhelmed by personalities mm-hmm. and bigness. But it's a conference that I believe everyone can come and be blessed by. And I believe that the heart of Reverend Kim has been for 20 years, he said, it's been on his heart.
Wow.
Especially for the Korean people, because it's backed by a Korean pastor from Korea. Mm-hmm. And it was for the Korean churches are very well known for prayer towers and mm-hmm. praying for mm-hmm. 24 hours and
yes.
you know all of that. But his heart seemed to be that they would experience the power, the mm-hmm. power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit for every area mm-hmm. in their lives. And I think that seems to be the heart of all of this. And so I think that's where this conference is going to make a difference.
You know, you mentioned the Korean church, the Korean mm-hmm. church's pastor, Reverend Jaewon mm-hmm. Kim.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking here, and there are people that are coming from different parts of the world, India, the continent of Africa, mm-hmm. and, of course, some local leaders as well, but from different parts, Asia.
Mm-hmm.
To find out more about the World Holy Spirit International Conference, which is going to be held at the Hyatt Regency Waikiki Resort and Spa, go to inchristhealing.org. That's inchristhealing.org. Go ahead and check that out. And if your heart is yearning, if there's a stirring in your heart to want to learn more about the ministry of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, the blessing of the Holy Spirit, go ahead, inchristhealing.org. When we come back from our break, we'll have some closing words from the heart of Lori Bachran. Again, remember, it's not always that you have an opportunity to hear someone of such seasoned grace who has lived life, a full life that keeps growing in its abundance and blessing to others. Ever wonder if the Lord has something to say to you when you're going through a rough time, to someone who's been through a lot, and some ways can say almost been through it all? Well, Lori Bachran will come and just share heart to heart with you. I'm excited. I want to hear what she has to say too. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope, a first-hand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org.
To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro.
The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our featured guest today, Lori Bachran. You know, before our break, we were talking about a conference that was coming up, and I mentioned the website being inchristhealing.org. Some of the names that are going to be a part of it is Dr. Paul Cox, Dr. Michael McKinney, Bishop Chito, and Rachel Sanchez, Reverend Mike Evans, Pastor Randy Iaya, Pastor Virginia Domligan of the Hawaii Prayer Watch, and Robert Ryder, Reverend Robert Ryder, Dr. George Rhodes, Pastor Linda Liberty, Evangelist Asif George, Terry Johnson, Dale Shannon, Pastor George Olendo, Tom Panic, our very own Lori Bachran, Pastor Ralph and Susan McIntosh, Kalambi Faustine, Pastor John Keogh, Rabbi Daniel Vargas, Pastor Jimmy Yamada, Tom Bauer, Elaster, and Fasandra Nickelberry. That's quite a slew of guests. Obviously, they bring in with them all kinds of experiences and testimonies of the way the Lord has worked in and through their lives. And I'm privileged to have some on my show to share with you. TheGoodLifeHawaii.org, you can get more resources there. And when you go to the website, there's a prayer for those of you who want to find out what it means to have a relationship with Christ. We have some other resources available. And some of you might feel a leading of the Lord to just partner with us, both prayerfully and financially. Go to the partner section. We have some information there how you can partner with us. And I just take a brief moment, just thank you in advance for being a part of the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. Lori, someone right now has their back against the wall, and they feel, you know, I don't know how I'm going to make it. I don't know how I'm going to make it financially. I don't know how I'm going to make it in the relationship that I'm in the emotional condition that I'm in right now. I feel like I'm losing my grip on life. And sometimes I'm wondering if it's even worth living. Mm-hmm. Well, what would you say? The Lord would have you share to someone in a place like that.
You know, Danny, having been in that place, you just have to come to the point where you trust God. He says, trust in me with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge me, and I will direct your paths. And that trust, he says all. And sometimes we trust a little bit, but he says all. And you know, I will tell you today that he loves you so intimately. He knows the number of hairs on your head. He's written your name on the palm of his hand. And I've read somewhere that word written really means tattooed, indelible on beautiful. The palm of his hand. He's never going to leave you nor forsake you. He's your father. You may not have had a loving father, but this God loves you, and he embraces you, and he cries out to you, and he wants you to be part of his family. And he's saying, come unto me, all of you who are heavy laden and burdened. I will give you rest. And this is the exciting part, is that he is always there for you, no matter what. And think of him. Think of him enfolding you in his arms, loving you, kissing you. You know, the kiss of the Father is precious. Have you ever thought that he was going to kiss you? Oh, my. He kisses you, and he hugs you, and he treasures you. He loves you with an everlasting love. So don't ever feel like you're alone. And there's always someone around that will just come and speak a word into your life. And so I would leave you with that that love is an everlasting love. It never fails. Love never fails. And God's love is infinite, infinite. He holds nothing against you. He holds you like a treasure in his arms.
Pastor, Pastor, you see, you speak with such a grace. Would you lead in a prayer and invoke by the grace of God the power, the healing, the hope of the Lord in the life of our dear listener right now?
Hallelujah.
Please.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Father God, we just thank you right now for every person that's listening on this radio station, that they will hear your voice intimately and you're speaking to them and you're saying, come unto me. Come unto me. Let me take your burdens. Because when you give me your burdens, it'll become light. And all you need to do is to say, Father God, I love you. Because, you know, you can't say that because he says, I have to love you first before you can say you love me. Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him should have everlasting life. And that can be yours today. By just reaching out and say, Father God, thank you for your sacrifice of your Son, Jesus. Thank you for giving him to me for my life, that I can be saved from my sins, that I no longer have to pay the penalty of death, but I have eternal life in you. And I thank you today for all that you are and all that you continue to be in my life, that you've blessed me beyond my even knowing about being blessed. You were there in the darkest corners of my heart when I cried those tears in the night, and you bottled them and you treasure them and you say, my child, you are mine and I will never leave you nor forsake you. So come unto me today and let me embrace you and call you my child. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Would you receive that prayer as a gift and as a blessing from God to you. You know, there is great power in prayer. The ministry of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God is moving powerfully throughout the islands and powerfully throughout the world. You know, there is a cosmic battle going on for your life, for your soul to send you to a place of helplessness and hopelessness. But Christ has come so that you can live a life of hope and purpose and meaning, and you can fulfill the destiny that he has for you. A special conference is coming up, the World Holy Spirit Ministry International Conference. You can find out more at inchristhealing.org. inchristhealing.org. You know, Lori, being a local girl and then going over to New York, living there, and then in the span of life, what would you say one of the great lessons the Lord has taught you that you could share with us through this the span of years that you've had thus far?
I think for me it's to treasure every moment that you have with friends and family. So often we let things come into our lives where we can't forgive. Forgiveness is really important because forgiveness opens up the door to love. And by opening that and forgiving these things that are like darts in your life, they come into your life. Everybody has hurts and things that have affected them. And if you hold on to them, as Lori would say, it would be like a broken record going round and round and round. You got to break that record and allow that love and forgiveness to come in that will comfort you. Because life is so precious. God gives us these span of years, like I talked about the dash earlier.
Yeah.
That, for me, that last part is not there yet. But and when people ask me, I said, hey, Moses and Joshua and Caleb started their ministry at 80. You know, why not us? Why do we have to limit our days and times in this time frame? That every day is precious and every day is a day of ministry where you can give hope and life to somebody.
Yeah. Yes.
Somebody, they're out there and they're waiting to hear a word of comfort. And I think it comes from a heart of forgiveness first and love, because if you keep the hurts in you, you can't give anything mm-hmm. away at all. But for this conference, if people were interested, I am doing an In His Image workshop mm-hmm. where I talk about the body, the soul, and the spirit mm-hmm. and how I take it from a practical point of what God has given us. Like in Romans 12:1, he says, "Brethren, I beg of you to present your bodies whole and acceptable to me," which is a reasonable service. Mm-hmm. And yet we throw it all away. So it's taking us from that practical point of where we are, the physical, and turning it into something that God wants us to be. Mm-hmm. And of course, the soul part is totally forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And then the spirit part is where you come into a personal relationship with him and feel and know the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. And that's where the power lies, in the Holy Spirit. You know, that's the awesomeness of God.
You know, in the next few days, you're going to hear more stories, more life stories, more testimonies from people who are coming and sharing out of their heart. This is a day in which we live now where we need a lot of sincerity in life, and sometimes it's just too much fluff. But there's not fluff here. We want to just open up heart to heart with you, because that's how Christ comes into our life, to show us the reality of the life that he has, the life that we've been destined to live. I want to encourage you to invite someone to listen in to the Good Life Hawaii radio show. Let them be inspired as well. Use it as a tool to do evangelism. Use it as a tool to invite your family and friends, and who knows what the Lord will do when you give that invitation. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. We've got a list of partner churches and partner businesses. Here's the scripture for today. It's a different version of what Lori shared, Isaiah 41:10. "Fear not, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I am with you. I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Lori Bachran. It's been a blessing. Lori, thank you. Until next time, with our technical producer, Chaz, on time, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.